Back to Bob.
Life is a box of chocolate. You never know what you're going to get.
Yep, the nutty chocolate one in the Joy 620 box.
Well, hello, everybody. It's a wee bit wet out there.
Just a tad.
Joy 620 WRJZ and 102.5 FM in Sevier County at 99.5 and swimming through the rain. Dr. Todd Harden has made it here.
Made it back straight.
I'm proud of you.
Thanks,
sir. Got your Carson Newman colors on.
Ready to roll.
September 3rd, we roll out to Carson Newman University. And we'll be carrying them, brought to you by our good friends at Premier Building Cleaning Incorporated.
It's going to get get foggy on Mossy Creek, brother.
Yeah, man. I'll tell you what, Mossy Creek's probably run over its
banks. I bet it is.
there's just any other creek is running over its banks. I didn't even want to look at the creek I drove over today. I just kind of closed my eyes and said, okay, Lord. But it was okay. The bridge was fine. I didn't close my eyes.
Sure.
I went in there once.
I hear you.
The amplitude modulation side of us, for them, so those of you who need to figure it out, is still under repair. We have tested it, though, for the Junior Samples COVID strain.
Oh.
BR549, yep. And we don't have it, so
okay,
it's good.
Good.
It's negative.
That's good. That is
negative
excellent.
For BR549. Have you ever heard the new strain, the name of it? It's something like that. I don't know what it is.
Oh, my goodness. Now they keep more and more of it.
Junior Samples strain.
That's right.
BR549. Just call if you want a car.
Yeah, we'll hook you right up.
607. 7 minutes after 6 o'clock. It has really been intense with the rain, though. At part of the time when I woke up last night about midnight and then went back to sleep, then when I got up this morning at 3:45, it was really intense. And then it backed off a little bit. Now it's intense again. Now it backed off. And it's minute by minute it changes, friends. So be careful. On the roadway, on the interstate, full-on hydroplane.
Yes, be very careful.
When I was going to the 640 flyover ramp eastbound, it was absolute flooded. And I did not know it till I saw the car right in front of me.
Dovetail.
Splash.
Oh, yeah.
And so Mr. Bob backed off his throttle, and that saved my bacon. I'm telling you, it's serious stuff. Back off, be careful, allow for more time. Be smart. But it's been an intense rain after we haven't had much rain, and all of a sudden you have saturation, flash flood warning still in effect. Until about another 45 minutes from now. So keep that in mind. Dr. Todd Harden, how you doing, sir?
I am doing fine, sir.
So?
Yep.
Everything's ready to go. Oh, did you hear the latest about, I know you like this, and it's kind of fun. Because it talks about other issues that if we were to sit down and counsel with this individual, it'd be interesting with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Oh, what's the latest?
Well, she got herself arrested.
What's that now?
She got herself arrested. She and Ilhan Omar.
Were two of our favorites.
Well, they were
friends of the show.
Right. And we love them. We're praying for them. But they were protesting against the ruling on abortion that took place 3 weeks ago. And they were blocking traffic on purpose in Washington, D.C. So they were arrested. So what they did was, they weren't even hardly touched by the police, especially Ilhan Omar. They didn't touch her at all.
Oh, of course not.
A police person didn't even walk next to her.
Interesting.
But what they did was they turned around and they put their hands behind their back as though they had been cuffed.
No, they did.
Yes, they did.
Oh, my goodness, Bob Bell.
And they kept them behind their back for a long time. Somebody in the crowd, though, you know, got a little enamored with the celebrity status of AOC and shouted something nice to her. And She waved.
There we go. Power to the people.
And then she quickly put it back.
Well, I've got to be rearrested again.
And that's when the reporter saw, hey, wait a minute. There's no cuffs back there. Nobody cuffed her. I think she was waiting to read her own Miranda rights to herself. So anyway, bless her heart. You know, back in the old days when they really protested in that way, they would literally lay down in the middle of the road.
Yeah, yes, that's
and
right.
You would have to pick them up.
Exactly.
But I think she decided that would ruin her outfit.
Well, you can't do that.
So
then.
Anyway, so it's all plastic banana, good time, rock and roll, phony baloney stuff. Sad.
Yeah.
It's 6:11, 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. Now we move to the real world. We've got Men of Valor that we're partnering with. We're helping men who've been in the prison system completely change the paradox where they come from And it is a paradigm shift to help them understand that you are the family. You're the backbone of the family. You're not the person who leaves the family. You're the person who's supposed to lead the family. You're not the person who runs out on your kids because you've been in jail or you go out and plant more kids.
Right.
You are to take care of your children. You have a responsibility. You have a responsibility to work, and work is good.
Mm-hmm.
They're teaching all these little things that come from the Bible that are based on accomplishment and being able to say, you know what? I did this today. I actually accomplished something by the grace of God. And it really is something. So you'll hear more about men of valor in these days.
Yeah.
Look it up. You'll listen, we're getting a center that's opening up just a couple of blocks away. And we're going to become very good friends. I'm going to do a show from down there eventually.
That'd be cool.
I think it will be. 12 minutes after 6 o'clock. In the meantime, it's time for today's Time Capsule.
I wish I had a time machine. I could make myself go
dime of your life.
12 minutes after 6 o'clock at Joy 620 WRJZ today, Thursday, July 21st, 202nd day of the year, 163 days left. 160, oh my goodness. About a month away from Tennessee football or so, you know.
Yeah.
This is the strangest thing, 1861 on this date.
Okay.
People came to a picnic.
Yeah, they did.
They did, to watch a war.
I knew where you were going with
this
that.
This is the weirdest thing.
Yeah, for those, that didn't work out well for them.
No. The first major battle of the Civil War between the North and the South, U.S. Yeah. federal troops under the leadership of Major General Irwin McDowell attacked Confederate troops led by General Beauregard. It was the Battle of Bull Run. Manassas Junction, Virginia.
Yeah, their team lost that day.
Exactly. The Confederates, with the help of General E. Kirby Smith and General Thomas Stonewall Jackson, held back the Union troops like a stonewall. The way it was, though, this way it went down.
Yeah.
Tons of folks dressed in their Sunday finest.
Yeah.
And they came and watched the picnic.
Yeah. How naive that day in 1861. By the time you get to 1865, it looks very much like World War One with the trench warfare. Yeah. The
hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of death.
Yeah, it's really gruesome.
And brothers literally killing brothers and all.
Well, you also had a thing too, Bob, where technology had outpaced tactics. And so you had people that were used to, you know, Napoleonic tactics of shooting each other from 300 yards, but they had guns that could kill you from 1,100 yards.
Exactly.
And rip you apart. That was really terrible.
And it was ugly. But it was no picnic.
Nope.
But they dressed in their Sunday best and they
had
watched
to look good.
And they watched 60,000 men fight over 10 hours. When finally a shell destroyed a wagon that was blocking the main road of retreat, panic set in, Union troops and picnickers scurrying back to Washington, D.C. That's what happened. And as you said, as the years went by, it turned uglier and uglier because it was real. Harry S. Truman accepted the Democrat Party's nomination for president of the United States in 1944 on this date, was elected for a, the fourth general term was, of course, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Truman was his vice president. On April 12, 1945, Roosevelt died. Truman then became president. Arnold Palmer became the first golfer to make $1 million on this date in 1968. After he tied the second-place PGA championship, Palmer accomplished the feat in just 13 years and 2 months, which was really incredible back then.
Oh, yeah.
With the purses they had. On this date in 1973, in music history, Bad, Bad Leroy Brown,
Jim Croce,
reached the top of the Billboard charts in the whole darn town.
Hey, we had that on A-Track, buddy.
That's right. One of Billboard's pop single charts' biggest and his first big hit. If you remember, Jim Croce died in a plane crash just 2 months later.
1973 or so.
Exactly, 1973, September 20th. Sad. It's 6:15, 15 minutes after 6 o'clock. Former President Ronald Reagan was inducted into the Cowboy Hall of Fame on this date.
Okay.
In recognition of his role as George Armstrong Custer in the Santa Fe Trail, 1940.
Okay.
He was the host of TV's Death Valley Days, 1965 and 66. The Cowboy Hall of Fame, Ronald Reagan.
How about that?
I'd still see him on his ranch in California chopping wood.
Absolutely.
Yep. Some 250,000 people celebrated the site where the Berlin Wall once stood.
Mm.
And as a matter of fact, an all-star cast performed Pink Floyd's The Wall of this date in 1990. It's right. Artists who performed were including the band, the Scorpions, Thomas Dolby, Sinead O'Connor, Joni Mitchell, James Galloway, Brian Adams, Jerry Hall, Van Morrison, Pink Floyd. Yeah. The wall came tumbling down that held people in captive. How much we've changed. How much have certain progressives and their mindsets changed? They're the ones building the wall now.
Yeah.
They rage against the machine and they become the machine against which they raged. It's a happy birthday to Ernest Hemingway Day. The Pulitzer Prize-winning author was born on the state in 1899. Nobel Prize winner as well. The writer, The Old Man and the Sea, died July 2nd, 1961. Tragically. Ernest Hemingway. Happy birthday. This is incredible. Don Knotts was born on the state in 1924. Now, not only did he win 5 Emmy Awards as Barney Fife on The Andy Griffith Show. From 1960 all the way through 1967. He also won an Emmy on Matlock. But he starred in The Ghost of Mr. Chicken.
Oh, yeah.
When he began to leave The Andy Griffith Show in 1965, he was already in the process of shooting and putting together that movie. The Ghost of Mr. Chicken capitalized on Don Knotts' facial expressions and his tremendous ability to look and act nervous. Don Knotts, born on the state in 1924, died February 2006. We're back with more of the Time Capsule. Coming up in a few moments, from a hippie that turned into the Nation of Islam. All of that on the way at Joy 620.
The Bob Bell Show.
About to start right now.
Joy 620 WRJZ.
That's right. The Cat Stevens has a birthday today. Cat Stevens is 74.
His name, he goes by Yusef something.
Yes, Yusef Islam. His actual name is Stephen Dimitri Georgiou. That's his original American name. He's changed to Cat Stevens. Wild World, Moonshadow, Peace Train, Oh Very Young, and many others.
Folks, Cuts the Deepest is another good one.
Yep. Now, I had that 8-track that kept going over and over. But Yusuf Islam turned 74 today. Cartoonist Gary Trudeau is 74 from Doonesbury. Robin Williams was born on the state in 1951. I know there's so many things I could put in the Mork and the Mindy and all that kind of stuff, but you've heard all that. But I thought one of the greatest jobs he did was in Hook, playing opposite Dustin Hoffman. And Dustin Hoffman was a masterful Captain Hook. After all, what would the world be without a couple of... Bad form, Jack. Bad form. But I just love the fact that Robin Williams can say, he's talking to his boss, have you ever felt the wonderful sensation of flying? He throws his cell phone out the window. It's great. Anyway, Robin Williams, born in the state in 1951, took his own life August 11, 2014. There's a lot to be said there about, and by the way, there is a new suicide line, 988. For people who don't know.
Okay.
That'll put you in touch with somebody more able to address directly. I think that's actually a good deal. John Lovitz is 65 today. Starred in City Slickers. Obviously was in Saturday Night Live for a number of years. A League of Their Own. The Legend of Curly's Gold, though.
Oh, yeah.
That was the fun part. 65 today is John Lovitz. Yeah, that's right. John Lovitz. 65, right, yeah. Happy birthday also goes out to Lance Guest, 62, starred in Lou Grant at one time.
I've been getting the worm out for 2 hours.
Started in Knots Landing.
Tell me how much money was missing.
Started in Life Goes On.
Was it over $1,000?
The Wizard of Loneliness. Also Jaws, The Revenge. But this is the Lou Grant theme song. Last guest is 62. Also, happy birthday goes out to Matt Mulhern, 62 today, from Biloxi Blues. Remember that? He also starred in Major Dad. Matt Mulhern. Happy 62nd birthday to you, sir. Golfer Paul Casey turns 45 today, PGA champion. 2009 Shell Houston Open, and the 2018 Bowel Spar in the Snake Pit. Josh Hartnett from Pearl Harbor turns 44 today. Yeah. Josh Hartnett starred in Cracker, Halloween, Halloween H2O 20 years later, and The Virgin Suicides. Josh Hartnett.
That Pearl Harbor movie was horrible.
Was it really?
From a historical perspective.
Was it? I didn't see it.
Oh, yeah. Flag waving stuff. It was just stupid.
Pretty much inaccurate.
Oh, it's completely inaccurate. I think they got it right that there was a war.
There was a war. Something happened. Some people did something.
Oh, yeah.
Other than that, it wasn't very good. Got it. Kellen Winslow, football tight end, 39 mm-hmm. today on the celebrity birthday list with Cleveland Browns. Of course, he played Miami. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Seattle Seahawks, New England Patriots, like his dad did. The New York Football Jets, Kellen Winslow, 39. Happy birthday also and finally to Diane Guerrero, turning 36 today from Orange is the New Black.
Mm-hmm.
She is 36 this morning. And are we there yet? Love Comes Later, Peter and John, Super Clyde, and much, much more. Diane Guerrero, 36. Well, we're streaming live at WRJZ.com. Again, amplitude modulation, the AM, is actually under repair.
Uh-oh.
It's getting worked on. Yeah, yeah.
We're on it.
It's like, because we have a lot of people still listen to amplitude modulation. Mm-hmm. I do sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I got up this morning and listened to 102.5 FM. Mm-hmm.
Where we say, Bob Miller, the amplitude modulation.
Yes, this sounds great.
Yes. Sound like a real radio announcer.
Yeah.
That is so cliche.
From back in the day.
Real Ron Radio. We're playing the boss hits. The boss sound. The boss told me to play.
There you go.
I stole that from...
Dr. Johnny Fever, W. Carroll, Cincinnati.
I'm burning up in here. Woo!
I actually stole that from the late, great George Carlin.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yeah, the boss hit, the boss down, the boss told me to play. George Carlin did a great disc jockey. He was, I don't know if he ever was one. He was, of course, accomplished stand-up comedian.
Now, he may have been a disc jockey. Now, you know who else?
He had a voice, though.
You know who else was a disc jockey that no one knew about?
Who's that?
Well, are you familiar with the name John Eric Hexum?
I am, but I didn't know he was a disc jockey.
He did that in New York City as Jack Hexum.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you know who else was a great disc jockey?
Wouldn't
in the Boston area.
No, who's that?
Steve Brown.
Oh, really?
Yes, Steve. Think about that.
Do you really think he had the voice for that?
I know. He probably had to fake it.
Yeah.
He's probably
I told you the story at Westminster. I come walking in through the hallway to go to David Pallison's counseling class one morning, and I heard this voice from God in one of the rooms.
Shook the doorway, didn't it?
And I walked around, and there was that bald-headed fella, and it was Steve Brown teaching a class there that week.
And relatively short and all that, but,
yep.
But when he spoke.
Oh, my gosh. The wall shook.
He sat in that chair right across from you and did the show with us one day after he had done the presentation at the pastor's conference, the pastor's celebration we had.
Right.
And when he talked, the wall shook.
Yeah, it's amazing. That baritone, full, rich voice.
I can imagine him. I can imagine him as a disc jockey on the overnight. He would scare the life out of you.
Yeah, and he knew how to work the microphone. He was he was also a lot of fun and also was very transparent. Which is probably one of the reasons why he's one of the more mentally healthy people around. Because he calls his own sin what it is, too. So, you know, it's got to be real with yourself. 6:30 at Joy 620 WRJZ and 102.5 FM in Sevier County at 99.5 and all over the world. We are at WRJZ.com. Several of you are listening. Even some in Barbados today. Welcome, Bridgetown. Good to have you. Coming up, all the news fit to be heard with Tanya Stout Brown, brought to you by Fleet Tire, 111 Woodland Avenue.
The Bob Bell Show.
Should we believe the hype?
Something you can believe in.
What hype?
Well, something.
Bob Bell. Joy 620. WRJZ.
There we go, Bob.
The walk-up song for the one and only King of Boyd's Creek at Joy 620 WRJZ. Here at the listening pleasure on both FMs. Mm-hmm. The AM signal, well, you know, we're working on it.
Mm-hmm.
The mechanics over there, we sent Gomer Pyle over there.
Shazam!
You know what he said?
What?
He said, sometimes she'll show you an F when you really got yourself an E.
Is that right?
Yeah. So he told Malcolm Tucker, he said, it's got plenty, you know. Malcolm Tucker said, it's got plenty of gas in it. And he goes, well, are you sure?
Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon.
There's our chief engineer right there.
Yes. So
he's working on it.
That's my therapeutic method, too, my
exactly.
wife says.
Exactly. Have you ever wanted to say that, honestly?
Oh, yeah.
In a therapeutic session.
Yesterday, three times.
Just look over somebody and said, hey! I've been there, but there needs to be, this is what you do on Sunday mornings. People need to explain.
Mm-hmm.
In between worship services at Grace Baptist Church, one of the things you do is you actually have a counseling session for counselors.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we could call it continuing education, which it is.
Yeah.
But really.
Yeah, training or
it's,
whatever.
It's kind of vetting like a, hey, do y'all ever get, yes, we do.
What were you thinking, Bob Bell?
And Todd just laughs because he goes, well, only about 20,000 times since I started this, you know, have I seen this.
Oh, my goodness.
And because some of us, we're discovering it for the first time. Yeah. It must be fun to watch our eyes light up when we go, oh, my goodness.
And what's really fun is how, you know, it's the same type of stuff that keeps coming up. You know what I mean? So people are the same. You know what I mean?
We
and
are.
So y'all are learning that once you can predict things pretty well.
We also want to welcome some listeners in Michigan today.
Oh, great.
Y'all, hang in there. We love you. We hope to get you a good governor here soon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know
if we have anything to do with it.
We don't, but we, you know, we're going to try to influence her as best we can.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, at Joy 620 WRJZ and 102.5 FM, we're in the midst of early voting today. Mm-hmm. Now, remember, when you early vote on the ballot, you've got front page, front and back, two pages. So it's four total pages.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that is, do you retain or not retain these judges?
Okay.
So you can make the decision if you want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But when you do the coloring in of the boxes, you have to color it all in, stay within the lines, but no checks, no X's, none of that
no
stuff.
No hanging chads.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
Right.
Checks or X's don't count.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're early voting, and please get out and vote.
Yeah, take your time and get it done right.
And by the way, as you get out and vote, do your research first and pray then and then see what, I mean, well, God doesn't care. Yeah, he does.
Sure.
Of course he cares.
Mm-hmm.
But vote for those men and women who have the kind of worldview that you're looking at that has a biblical worldview.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember back in the day, and I was telling Bud Armstrong this earlier, there were several people a long time ago that were telling me, hey, it doesn't matter if they're pro-life or not, if they're in the state legislature, they're never going to deal with those issues. That's not a big deal, fellow. You just don't worry about that. You look at the other things. Now,
it's a big deal.
Now, it's a big deal because with the overturning of Roe v. Wade, it goes back to the individual state legislatures.
Yep.
And those state legislators will have an opportunity. Those are the people you elect. Find out what they believe and why they believe it. Please. Find out if they really are pro-life, if they believe we're created in the image of God. It's very important. Now, I think that would be the brunt of a lot of things. That's and that's part of what Men of Valor does. And some of these other prison ministries and what we do with ours when we go to the Morgan County Correction Facility is we swim upstream quite a bit and say, hey, what do you really believe about yourself? And if we run into a few guys, and maybe they're like I was years ago, Todd, God is this sort of ethereal force that's kind of floating around.
This abstraction.
There. We can't really say it's a he or a she or personal, but it's there. It's there. It's a positive force for good. Maybe it caused some of the things to come into to being, and so it sort of created it. It. And then, but it sort of it created the universe and sort of let it go to you know where in a handbasket. Just let it go. Sort of a deist account there, and that's kind of where I was. And Jesus belonged to God, but then again, so did Muhammad. That's what I used to think.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jesus and Muhammad belonged to God, but so did Confucius. Why, he was... Mm-hmm. None of that's true.
Right.
There is only one, Jesus, who is the perfect impression of God. Mm-hmm. He is God with skin on.
Yeah.
And when I came to those discoveries, and I believed the gospel,
mm-hmm.
it wasn't me going, I'm going to ask Jesus in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are catching on now, and I was listening to Rocky Ramsey earlier. He was talking about this. Mm-hmm. You don't get caught up in those words. No, you believe the gospel. You trust the gospel. Mm-hmm. Do you believe God or not?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question.
Mm-hmm.
Have you placed your trust in him?
Mm-hmm.
It is not a work of salvation that you can earn.
That's correct.
But have you placed your trust in
mm-hmm.
him? So we call it soteriology. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, boy!
I'm actually reading a book right now about the Trinity, and it really makes a really impressive argument that the Trinity is the gospel. And what they're really getting at is you are saved by all three persons in the Trinity, right? God the Father plans it,
uh-huh.
God the Son accomplishes it, and God the Spirit applies it. And so if you don't have a Trinitarian concept of God, you don't have true salvation in the Christian sense.
True that.
Yeah. So that's pretty good stuff.
And this is what we deal with sometimes when we're talking to people who've been taught by other teachers.
That's right.
And we're told in the prison sense,
mm-hmm.
you know, don't go arguing doctrine.
Right, right, right.
And so I don't, but I do state doctrine very clearly.
Right.
I said the last time I was in there on a Saturday night in June, I said, gentlemen, I want you to know there is but one God.
Right.
Maker of heaven and earth, but he is complete in three persons,
that's
the Father,
right.
the Son, and
that's
the Holy Spirit.
He's of one essence and three persons.
And I'm not going to try to give you these goofy illustrations like
the
egg, the
short.
Shell,
yeah.
and the white, and the yolk. And I said, no. It doesn't even come close.
Mm-hmm.
The more I examine those, and I used to use those.
Yeah, sure. Well, we're trying.
Water, vapor, and ice.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I did that.
That's called modalism, by the way.
That is.
And that's
exactly
what's
good. I went, mm-hmm. And I learned, though, where the fallacy mm-hmm. was, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's some things about our great God
mm-hmm.
who loves us, who knows the numbers mm-hmm. of hairs on our head, knows mm-hmm. us very well, that we cannot explain.
That's right.
And that's good.
Right.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, but also in Scripture, we know pretty plainly God is one God.
Right.
And then we also see
He reveals places, himself.
That's right. And we also see in places where the Holy Spirit is called God and where Jesus, it's obvious he's being God.
Absolutely.
So therefore, you have three, you know, you have one God with three persons. So
I had somebody say three who's and one what.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought, well, okay, I don't like that terminology, but I get it.
I get it. Yeah, I get it.
but again, it's very difficult to, but they all... Our God.
Mm-hmm.
That's the beautiful thing.
That's right.
One God.
That's
the
right.
triune God.
That's correct.
So, see, Dr. Todd said it's
very
all.
Good stuff, my brother.
I was listening. I really
hear
was.
You now.
mm-hmm. Between you and Bobby, I might get something right.
Yeah, he's pretty sharp. I think we'll keep him.
He hates all the things.
Yeah.
But he also continues to teach and drill in
mm-hmm.
deeper as to why this is true and what the evidence is.
Right.
It's not... You should believe me because I'm
no,
me.
No. There's always a well-defined and clearly articulated reason for what he's stating.
Then that makes sense,
mm-hmm.
and I love that. And I love that about the John mm-hmm. MacArthurs, the Alistair Beggs.
Sure.
The guy that we have. By the way, Alistair Begg is our Ministry of the Month. Truth for Life comes on at 12:30 weekdays at Joy 620 WRJZ. We want you to be a mm-hmm. part of that. Go to the homepage at WRJZ.com. You can look up Truth for Life. It's right there as the Ministry of the Month of July.
Mm-hmm.
And there are materials like Brave by Faith. We're probably going to give away another book, Brave by Faith, and a Backyard Burger tomorrow
mm-hmm.
on the Bob Bell Show. We're going to have Larson Jay on a little bit later on, and also Janet Testerman, as they are running their respective classes. Of course, Larson Jay running the general election for county commission. Janet Testerman in state representative race is in the primary. All of that happening right here at Joy 620. Now it's about 3 minutes away from your latest weather. Storms and lightning and thunder. Be careful, oh my. From Joy 620. We're back in a moment.
What is this all about?
The Bob Bell Show.
You know, you gotta to be a genius.
And he shares it with you.
Joy 620. WRJZ.
We are TCB right here, Joy 620 WRJZ.
As always, Bob Bell.
That's what we do, is take care of business. 7 away from 7. Good morning, rain falling. Thunderstorms. I mean, it's just...
It's a little bit.
It's just yeah, it's
a little bit.
Now, several inches of rain have fallen in various and sundry places overnight.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to be careful. As our guest has arrived, she can attest, I guarantee you, out on the roadways and interstate, there's a lot of hydroplaning going on.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, hitting the 640 flyover ramp west.
Oh, you got to be careful, guys.
Wow.
Slow it down.
Oh. My little red light came on my dashboard. You're sliding.
Yep.
I looked at it and went, I know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what my wife would have said. So
right. The
red light took my wife's place. You're sliding. Thank you, dear. I appreciate that. I love you. Thank you. While I'm in panic, tell me the obvious. That's good.
That's exactly right. A blinding glimpse of the obvious.
Do you know you're sliding? I did not know that, dear. No, she's wonderful. In case she's listening. It's now 5 minutes away from 7 o'clock time. Now for the latest. Say what?
As the 21st century began, the future was more civilized.
I wouldn't trust that thing in the bathtub.
But as time went on, things seemed to be heading in the opposite direction.
Have you not paid attention to what we've been talking about?
The English language had deteriorated into a hybrid of hillbilly.
Toby, I got me a regular Ben Hur down here. Doing 95 minimum.
Inner city slang.
So familiar. It's tripping me out. Maybe I've just seen you on Instagram or something.
And various grunts.
She gives me a headache. 5 minutes now away from 7 o'clock. You know, when you go out to the Waffle House as a family, you just want to enjoy a wonderful family time, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, a Texas family sat down for a meal at the Waffle House.
Yeah.
They were visiting North Carolina. This was Monday, a week ago, and the Hillsborough police announced they were arrested.
Oh,
on Wednesday, they received assistance from the Cleveland County Sheriff's Office and U.S. Marshals Service.
Sure.
Police identified the suspects as Tamiko Lashun Jones and Tony Eugene Lemon, both of Marshall, Texas, and Diamond Walton of Longview, Texas.
Okay.
They were each charged with robbery with a dangerous weapon.
Okay.
But what they did is they sat down and ordered the all-star breakfast first.
Of course.
And ate, and then they robbed the place.
Well, that's thoughtful. That's very thoughtful.
I wonder how much they tipped.
I don't know. That's amazing, Bob.
Police said the suspects were part of a family of six who entered that Waffle House in Shelby, North Carolina, for a meal before committing the robbery. Oh, I mean,
family's got to eat.
Listen, it makes you hungry, too, for
absolutely.
The getaway.
Well, yeah, burn some calories there.
After a brief meal, police said Lemon drew a handgun and demanded money from the restaurant employees before fleeing to a nearby gas station.
Mm-hmm.
So there you are.
Oh, wow. That's something. Well, an Idaho man enlisted the help of colleagues at a work conference to recapture the Guinness World Record for the longest throw and catch of a hot dog into a bun.
No way.
Absolutely. The record was broken twice in the meantime. Let's see. The original record was 105 feet. This time, when it was thrown, the hot dog went 167 feet and 5 inches, where the individual then caught it in the bun.
Say that again, 167?
167 feet and 5 inches, and it was thrown. It was chucked, and then the guy ran under it, and another guy ran and caught it in the bun.
Touchdown!
Big orange.
That's awesome.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Police in New Hampshire said a bull that was on the loose for several days after escaping a Massachusetts farm was captured with the help of several New York cowboys.
Okay.
Because, you know, the cowboys all through New York.
Oh, they're everywhere.
The Pelham Police Department said the bull escaped from Smith Farm in Dracut, Massachusetts, made its way across the border to Pelham area. Corporal Brian Kelly of Pelham Police Department said the bull was first spotted in a wooded area, and the trees made the search difficult. The bull's owner contacted a cowboy service from New York, and a team traveled to Pelham to recapture the loose bovine.
Yeah.
He said, I'm only 15 years on the job, but I've seen everything like this, Kelly told Boston.com.
Sure.
I'm not usually used to seeing cowboys lasso riding down age 38.
What about that? Well, a 23-year-old tourist from Maryland survived a fall into Mount Vesuvius.
What?
Well, he was
trying to appease the gods or something?
He was trying to take a picture. You know, you can always get a little bit closer.
Sure.
Apparently,
you fall into Mount Vesuvius.
On the zoom lens on his iPhone, but he wasn't aware of that. But He survived, actually. He tried to recover it.
So that's the miracle.
Yeah, he dropped his phone and he had to go get it. That was the problem. There you have it.
Yeah. Speaking of the bovines,
mm-hmm.
I once worked at a radio station, and before I left that radio station, as the Lord is my witness, we sat in a meeting.
Yeah.
Now, y'all, I'm not kidding you. We sat in a meeting, and I was the ringleader, I'm ashamed to say.
Okay.
I had seen on some sort of publication that, sure. that is for people like us who do promotions
sure.
in the media,
mm-hmm.
and there was this idea called bovine bingo.
Okay.
So bovine bingo means that you would go to a parking lot and take parking spaces, put numbers on it.
Okay.
And then release bovine, that is cows.
No. I know where that's going.
And wherever they would go, whoever owned that number would win the special prize.
You get to scream bingo then.
Exactly.
Mm.
And you do it at a remote. So you're waiting for a cow to do her business on the number
yeah.
that they have either purchased or won. And whoever did would win $5,000
wow.
in this case.
Okay.
You know, this is like back in the early 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, when I had no sense at all.
Wow.
I haven't incredible. Changed that much. Hey, thank you for all that you do.
Appreciate being here.
You're going to go swimming now?
Absolutely, brother.
So Todd's got people to take care of out,
that's right.
out in the downpours. Y'all be careful out there. Hydroplaning going on. Traffic and weather together coming up. We've got two candidates for two different offices we're going to talk to in the next hour. You join us right here at Joy 620. Get informed.